Some are born great, some achieve greatness, and some just study really, really hard. For 15-year-old Andrew Watanik, greatness came at the National Geographic World Geography Bee in 2005 and the 2004 National Geographic Bee. Watanik clocked untold hours of studying, all of which culminated in his championship at the Geography Bee, of course, but also in the gigantic study guide which became the book called Afghanistan to Zimbabwe. Anne Strainchamp spoke to Watanik about his mastery of all things geographic.
What's the toughest question you've ever been asked?
They asked a question once. They gave three clues that would try to give you the answer, and I don't remember it exactly, but it was a group of islands in the North Atlantic Ocean. That was one clue. And then the second clue was that its main things are fish processing and fishing. And then the third clue was the names of the islands are Eysturoy and Streymoy. And I honestly had no idea what the answer was. So it was the Faroe Islands. And that was one of them I missed in the final round at the B.
So how did you go about studying for this?
Well, I guess I could talk about my book now. I made a study guide for myself after the state competition and before the nationals in the eighth grade so that I could try to put all my knowledge together. And just while I was making this study guide, I was picking up information that I hadn't learned before. And this guide kind of included facts about the physical and the political features of every country in the world in alphabetical order, so starting with Afghanistan and ending in Zimbabwe. And so I included under every category, like capital and major cities, some of the mountain ranges, rivers, deserts, grasslands, lakes, plains.
I was surprised because I thought you'd pretty much just need to know geography. This place is on the map, but you have to know stuff about each country's religion, the languages, what their currency is, what their major exports are. That's a lot to learn.
Yeah, and that's part of geography, too. Geography is not just learning the capital of a country or learning the height of a mountain in Asia. It's learning about the cultures and learning about how these people live and how different it is from in the United States. And I think it's fascinating to learn about all these other cultures that are unimaginable in my mind of how they do these, what Americans might think are crazy. For example, the country of Nigeria has over 200 ethnic groups, which is like 200 different languages, and I can't possibly imagine what that would be like. So I think it's fascinating.
Do you remember when you first got interested in geography?
I got interested at a pretty young age, or probably around the age of 5, and this is kind of a story that goes along with this. My dad had a subscription to Time magazine, I believe, and they sent an atlas in the mail just as part of the subscription. And one day I picked it up and started looking at it, and just even though the atlas was kind of out of date, I was still fascinated with all the detail that was in the map, all the rivers of the mountains, and that just hooked me in. And then later on, we started playing geography-related games like I'm thinking of a country that starts with the letter G or F or whatever letter, and that really got me interested. And then I started buying new atlases that were more current. So I just started looking at those and just became fascinated with it. It's kind of hard to explain.
Well, if I ask you, what if I pick an obscure country, a really obscure one, like San Marino? How much can you tell me about San Marino?
Well, I could tell you that San Marino is one of the smallest countries in the world. It's completely surrounded by Italy on all sides. It's been around since, I don't know the exact date, but it's been around for centuries. And I could tell you the capital is San Marino, obviously. Since it's so small, they only have room for a few cities. But I couldn't tell you everything about it. I mean, its religions are Roman Catholic. And
that seems like a lot so far. What about another place? Mauritania.
Let's see. Mauritania is in Africa. It's on the western coast. It's primarily desert region, and not too many people live there. But the capital of it is, I don't know how to pronounce it, Nouakchott, something like that. And that's on the Atlantic Ocean. And it's bordered by the Senegal River on the south. And then that's, since the rest of it's desert, there's not much more water there. So it's predominantly surrounded by the Sahara Desert, and it's Muslim.
What's the most obscure place, do you think, that you ever researched or found out about?
Actually, I tease kids at school by telling them that there's the capital of Burkina Faso, which is a country in Western Africa. The capital is Ouagadougou, which is a pretty funny name. And then there's some other funny names like Yamoussoukro, which is the capital of Cote d'Ivoire, which is Ivory Coast. And who knows? I couldn't remember the rest of them. But that's probably the obscurest, the two obscurest things I've heard. Mm.
Have you traveled much? I was thinking that studying all these different countries around the world must have really whetted your appetite for travel.
Oh, yeah.
If you could visit any place in the world, what do you think would be the top three places you'd choose?
Well, I'd probably go, if I had the stamina and I had the ability, I would hike Mount Everest just because it's the tallest mountain in the world, and that's just an amazing feat. I'd also like to go to several places in Africa, like Victoria Falls, and even just any of the countries in Africa, just to observe the people there, of how diverse they are. I think that continent of Africa is the most diverse, the people-wise and religion-wise, language-wise, than any other continent. So I think it would just be fascinating to spend, like, months on end in that continent, just traveling around, going to the Sahara Desert, going to the pyramids. And I'd also like to go to Angel Falls, which is the highest waterfall in the world, which is in Venezuela. And Australia. I could go anywhere. It's a world of laughter, a world of tears. It's a world of hope and a world of fears. There's so much that we share that it's time we're aware. It's a small world after all.
And Strange Champ spoke with Andrew Wotanik, winner of the National Geographic Bee in 2004 and the National Geographic World Geography Bee in 2005. Andrew's study guide, now published in book form, is called Afghanistan to Zimbabwe.